This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
They do have God on their side.
Well, they have Sister Jean on their side, that's for sure. Let's just take a look at the season here for Loyola Chicago. And as a team right now, they are 32-5. It's an impressive record overall. Their losses this year or at Boise, where they got blown out by 34. They lost to Milwaukee, and they got blown out by 17. They lost at Missouri State by 5 points. They lost to Indiana State at home by 4 points. And the last loss was back on January 31st at Bradley, where they lost by 2 points. Now, every other team they've beaten has been part of what I like to affectionately call the crap conferences. They haven't beaten a team. They did beat Florida earlier this year, back in December, 65-59. But beyond that, they have not beaten one of the bigger programs in college basketball.
Well,
they get to the tournament and they turn it on. They come up with a big win against Miami, win by two.
Which, by the way, if Miami hits free throws down the stretch of that game, Sister Jean is no big deal.
Right. Then they beat Tennessee by a single point. Take care of business. Then they beat Nevada by a single point.
Which they may have lucked out to, that Nevada was the team that they're playing, but yes.
Yeah, but that's how things work. But all three of those teams are higher seeds. Then they go out and they beat Kansas State, and they beat them handily, 78-62. Another team that they were a higher seed than, but the worst seed that they played was Kansas State. Now they'll face Michigan Saturday night, 6:09 apparently is the tip-off time. It's been an incredible run for Loyola Chicago, the Ramblers. And we all know the story of Sister Jean. 98-year-old nun, the whole bit, and they wheel her out there. She's there courtside for all the games. And after the games, they have her there for the players to come up and give a hug to. And it is a nice story. I'm not going to make light of the story because I found it to be pretty cool. When they won their game to make it to the Elite Eight, when they beat Nevada, I thought that was kind of a cool moment watching all the players go up there and give her a hug. I thought it was genuine, and I like the genuine moments. I don't like things that are pushed. That was a genuine moment, and she's like elated how this run is going on. She never thought it was going to get to this point. She's just happy to be part of it. 90 years, she's probably happy to be alive. 98 years old, that's a hell of a long life, and she seems with it. You know, it's pretty cool to see. But I know people are getting tired of it. I know people are tired of the Sister Jean stuff. They don't want to see her anymore. They're like, all right, enough with the nun, okay? People can be cruel like that, and I get it. I sort of said something last week, and I took it back immediately after I said it. I felt bad about it, and since then I've kind of did a 180 on this thing. I think it's kind of a cool story. But we talked a little bit last week of all the cutaways they seem to show, the networks would show, of fans crying and specifically children crying when teams lost. We see the cutaways to Sister Jean all the time. Last year, the big thing was with Julia Louis-Dreyfus, and she was a Northwestern grad, so they kept showing her. All these cutaways. You go through all of sports, doesn't have to just be with the tournament, but cutaways they go to, whether it's somebody famous or somebody who's not famous, somebody that's now made famous because of the cutaway, like Sister Jean, which is the one over the years that has bothered you the most annoying cutaway shot for you? 248-539-9797. I mean, something that just has you rolling your eyes or flipping off the TV or like, I really don't want to see that. I don't care. Stop showing this person.
I got a couple that pop right out. When Boston was making their first championship run, the Red Sox, and they showed the trifecta of Stephen King, annoying as hell, Ben Affleck, and Matt Damon. Those three annoyed the crap out of me because I just hate Boston. I hate the Red Sox to begin with. So I would say definitely those three are without a doubt in the running. But the all-timer for me, Gator, you'll probably remember this, and this is years ago. Brady Quinn's sister, when he played for Notre Dame, do you remember this? It was a bowl game. It was Notre Dame versus Ohio State. And Brady Quinn's sister is married to, at the time she was dating, A.J. Hawk, right? Who played for Ohio State.
Katzenmoyer was a Hawk, okay.
Yeah, so was it Katzenmoyer?
I forget which one it was. Maybe
it was one of the two. Anyway, so she was wearing this jersey. It was half Ohio State.
I remember that.
It was half Irish, half for her brother, half for her boyfriend. And they probably, I mean, they must have shown her 1,000 times. Obnoxious.
And that's the one that bothered you most?
Probably, yes.
For me, there are two that stand out, and one is more, it's just a local thing, and we don't see it anymore, thankfully. And I don't even think we hear it anymore, mercifully. And that was a singing hot dog tool. Couldn't stand that guy at the baseball games, and hearing him throughout just annoyed me to no end. Couldn't stand it. And the fact that they gave him attention, if a camera ever went on him, I would just lose it.
He was on a video game.
Fantastic. Maybe that's why I don't play video games anymore. But I go back to the one that really does it for me, and it has been a grudge that I have held on to for 26 years now. I've held this grudge for 20.
Tell me to let things go.
Yeah. Well, I think you'd appreciate this because it's something that I will never let go, and because of which I will never watch a movie or a TV show that this person is in.
No, I think I know this.
And that is John Belushi's younger brother. I'm not even going to say him by name. John Belushi's younger brother. When he threw a broom on the ice after the Blackhawks swept the Red Wings in 1992, I believe it was. And they kept showing him throughout the series. Like, oh, hey, here, look at there he is. Great. And then he throws the broom out and I was done with him. Which is too bad because prior to that point, I didn't mind him as an actor. There were some movies I didn't mind. About Last Night, I think it was The Principal, kind of enjoyed both of those movies. I was okay with it. Not after that. Nope. Done with him. Absolutely done with him. And I've held that grudge ever since. I have not watched a single second of him on television or on the big screen. And I refuse to. But who is it for you? What's the most annoying cutaway you've seen while watching sports? Just, you know, the camera cuts away to Superfan X, you know, whoever it is. You know, it could be Ashley Judd, whoever the case is, I mean, for Kentucky. She loves Kentucky. But who bothers you the most when you see it? 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. Let's get this call real quick. Matt's on a cell phone. Matt, 971 The Ticket.
Good morning, guys. How are you guys doing today?
All right, Matt.
Yeah, good. So Michigan has its biggest challenge on Saturday, and it's not the Ramblers.
It's God.
The man upstairs. It's the man upstairs, man. I'm thinking there's going to be some angels in the outfield type of stuff.
Oh,
Robinson's going to go shoot a three. The ball's going to go around the ring, and it's just going to pop out. And things like that are going to happen to Michigan. I'm so nervous with Sister Jean. Now, granted, if she falls ill and cannot make it to the tournament,
wow,
we're done. God's going to be like, nope, here goes. This is your guys' tournament. Nope, Michigan's out of it completely. Now, I don't want her to fall ill. God, no, because then I'm going to get a lightning bolt striked on myself. But I promise you, if something happens to her, it's done for Michigan. We might as well just go back
well,
home.
Well, I would say this, Matt, and I know this is grim, and people aren't going to like me when I say this. It didn't work that way for Michigan when Bo died.
No.
And that was right before they played Ohio State, that number one versus number two
42-39,
game.
Right? Yeah, that's a good point.
So I'm just saying, it didn't work then against them or for them. So,
hey, Matt, that makes me even more nervous. You're right. I mean, it's one thing that you're battling an 11-seed Cinderella that the entire arena is going to be rooting for. It's another thing that they have God on their side. It really is. I don't know how you beat God.
Great. More reason for you to be stressed.
Great.
This is 97.1 The Ticket.
Need a drink.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.